The art of meditation is the most ancient of methods for quieting the mind and calming the body. Meditation is, in essence, the systematic retraining of attention. It cultivates a sharpened focus and refines and enriches your perception. The uses and benefits of meditation are varied. Let me briefly summarize some of the most important effects of meditation. Perhaps the main benefit is to give your body a deep rest while keeping your mind alert. This lowers your blood pressure and slows your heart rate, giving your body a chance to recuperate from stress. Medically, meditation is used as a part of treatment for many conditions, including hypertension, headaches and backaches, anxiety problems, and to control or reduce chronic pain. The deep rest of meditation offers another benefit. It strengthens the immune system, your body's line of defense against bacteria, virus, and cancer. Perhaps most important, meditation allows you to find an inner serenity, a haven where you can escape the hectic doings of your day. The daily habit of meditation will help you unwind from the day's stresses and calm and energize you for the challenges that lie ahead. There are many kinds of meditation, and you'll learn four in this program. I suggest you begin by trying all four methods. You can personalize your meditation practice by experimenting with them all for a few weeks to find which you prefer. Then choose one or a combination that especially appeals to you. After you've decided which method suits you best, stick with it each time you meditate. Once you learn these methods, you can use them whenever you need to on your own. To get the most benefit from them, try to practice daily for at least 10 or 15 minutes. The meditations on this tape run about that long. If you want, you can gradually extend your meditation session to as much as half an hour. No matter how long you meditate, remember that if you don't find the time every day, doing it at least once in a while is better than not at all. While meditating with this tape, let my voice guide you and tell you when to stop. When you practice on your own, you should decide just how long you plan to sit before you begin. Set a timer or peek at your watch from time to time to see if the session is over. That way you won't yield so easily to the temptation to get up and do something that all of a sudden seems more urgent or useful. Urges to stop meditating will come and go, and you should resist them. This side of the tape begins with a meditation on the breath, followed by a meditation that scans the sensations throughout your body. On the other side is a meditation on the workings of your mind, called mindfulness meditation, followed by a meditation on walking. On each side, the first meditation features only my voice, with no background music, to help you focus more strongly. The second meditations on each side have background music to help you relax. The first meditation, the breath meditation, is a basic training in attention that strengthens your concentration. As you practice it, you'll find that your mind spontaneously wanders away from your breath to other thoughts. Don't judge yourself when it does. It's only natural. It happens to everyone. Remember, the main task of meditation is in strengthening what we might call the muscle of attention. Each time your mind wanders from your breath and you bring it back is like a basic repetition in building that muscle. The more you do it, the stronger the muscle gets. The breath meditation is one of the simplest and most widespread of methods found in almost every ancient spiritual tradition in one form or another. The Buddha used it when he was enlightened sitting under the Bodhi tree, just as Zen and Theravadan meditators use it today. No matter what meditation technique you're practicing, I suggest you find a quiet place in your home where you can do it undisturbed. Let someone else answer the door or watch the kids, and put your message machine on to take phone calls. Create a time and place that's yours.